It's March 2nd, 2016. The 2016 World Cup rosters are announced. Major League Baseball's spring training begins. And DC goes off on all things Getzlaf. This is Bridge City Sports Talk. Everybody.
Oh, welcome, welcome. Bridge City Sports Talk is back, finally.
After a million weeks off. Does anybody care? Who's listening?
Three.
We're gonna have to find out if anyone's listening.
Just me and you listen.
Because I want to know, because we have unfortunately lost our founding member.
Founding father,
Kurt Miller. He has decided not to continue with the podcast, not for any...
Obvious, or mean, or whatever reason. That's fine.
Wants to do something else, so we're going to bang on for a while with it.
Yeah.
And we'll see how it goes.
Until we get annoyed with each other.
I hate Jay every day. Like, I don't know what the...
Nobody to come
There's no difference us. Here for this guy. Like, I can't believe I let him in my house.
It's kind of rude, actually.
Yeah, we are broadcasting from the DC Skybox studio.
Yes.
So, yeah, here we are.
Here we go. So, 3 weeks since we've done this. What have you been doing for 3 weeks?
Oh. Absolutely nothing.
No, that's not true. Even running a hockey trading card empire.
I just started that yesterday. Like I said, I sold one yesterday. It's the first one. I'm trying to get a Connor McDavid rookie card.
But you got to sell some other stuff.
I need a PayPal bankroll. So I got $60 in there now. I got to send the card away later after we do this podcast.
So what did you sell?
A Jack Eichel rookie card.
So what other cards do you have that... Are you going to work towards?
I got a Sam Bennett rookie card.
No.
I have a Dylan Larkin rookie card, which I told way back when I bought the box of cards.
Yeah.
I told Kurt because I knew Kurt would be excited by it.
But he didn't want it. He doesn't want to pay what it's worth.
It's not really worth that much, really.
What?
Well, it's only worth about $20.
Yeah. No.
So whatever. I can handle that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So you just put these on eBay? Or
I just started yesterday. This did not happen in like... 3 weeks ago.
So you started yesterday and you already sold the
other one. Yeah, well, I put it on. Yeah, what's today? Tuesday? I put it on Monday night.
Yeah.
And I sold it yesterday. So I got $90 in the kitty right now.
Ooh, and how much is the McDavid worth, roughly?
200 plus.
What?
Yeah. It's funny, like, Eichel's.
Is Eichel the second most valuable?
Yeah. Okay. Like, I don't know if I would say he's as good. Like, he hasn't performed as good, probably.
Right. As people would have hoped.
I don't know. But because he's played a full season where McDavid has missed 37 games.
McDavid's been much better in the games that he's played.
But McDavid's a point plus game.
Yeah.
A point per game. That's all, folks. But, yeah, so... I don't know. It's a perception there, I think, a little bit.
Yeah.
But it was all about Connor McDavid. Like, even Upper Deck is like, collect Connors on their Twitter feed.
Right.
Like, really? It's a huge deal. Yeah. Wow. Even in the States, people want Connor over.
He's Crosby, right?
Jack Eichel. Yeah. Which is unfair because Jack Eichel's, I think, he's a different player.
Yeah.
But he's equally as good, I think.
I don't think so.
I think he is. No. I don't think he has that... He'll learn to score more, like if that makes sense.
Yeah, but
he needs better players around him. Whereas Connor McDavid makes people better, just like Gretzky would or Crosby would, right? So for Jack Eichel, he needs pieces around him, and they have really nobody. Evander Kane. I don't even know if he plays. I don't even know if he's on that line. So who knows?
Yeah, but no, I don't think it's even close.
But it was draft clash last night.
Right.
So,
and McDavid clearly won that.
He scored 22 seconds in, and then he scored the OT winner.
Yeah,
and he made the defenseman look like a clown. And what's funny about that goal that overtime goal, Oilers versus Buffalo, is that Eichel had a chance to win it. He went down and he put it on net, and Talbot made a kick save.
Yeah,
and then it literally went right to. To McDavid, and he walked up the ice and scored, which was kind of funny. But
yes.
But Eichel made a great play to get it out of the zone, and then he went up there and did as best as he could.
Well, Eichel's a good player, but he's not.
But you could tell on that play that maybe he's not as naturally physically gifted.
Right.
Like, he went in there, but he didn't really make a move. He did a backhand, he swung around a backhand of the puck.
Yeah.
And then McDavid just...
Once he got the puck, he's gone.
He blew by the defenseman and made him look stupid.
Like, the goalie should have stopped
him. Yeah, the goalie should have... Which is funny, because the goalie saved, made it so they could go to overtime. Like, he kept them in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't get to watch the game.
Our friend Doug Cooper was telling me this morning. He's a Buffalo fan. But he said that he pretty much kept them in the game.
Right.
And then, Connor McDavid worked his magic again.
As he does. As he has wanted.
Which is, the superstars do. That's the thing. Yeah. Like, Gretzky did it.
Yeah.
Crosby did it. Lemieux did it. When called upon, they did it.
Guess what? The Oilers still really, really suck.
Oh, yeah, they're not good.
Like, it's embarrassing at this point, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oiler fan, let us know. Is anybody not embarrassed by this team? Like, it's getting stupid at this point. They're going to get the first pick again.
It will be embarrassing if they get that pick. And not even as a Leaf fan, because now it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, exactly.
They don't deserve the first overall pick. No. They don't need... Like, we've talked about it before. We've had discussions, arguments with Kurt about it, where it's they don't deserve it,
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're in position to get it again.
Well, I think technically
this year, Toronto's... No. But Buffalo was in the same position, and they didn't get it. Edmonton did. Edmonton was second or third, and they still got it.
And this year...
It's the same thing.
It's the top three picks that get drawn.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
oh.
It's different. So,
yeah, well, Edmonton's still in it right now.
Even let's say Toronto finishes last. They can drop. Yeah, Toronto didn't last.
No, I know that, but
they can drop all the way to fourth, technically.
Why?
In the draft. Because that's how the draft lottery works now.
I thought you said the top three picks.
The top three picks get...
You're not making any sense right now.
No, listen.
I'm not listening.
Listen,
Linda. No.
That's a very hilarious video.
Yeah. My sister says it all the time, driving along.
That little kid should have got slapped, actually.
Oh, my sister should get slapped. I'm kidding.
But, no, the way it works is the top, just because you're in the, I forget how it is, you can drop up to three spots. Yeah. So
you can drop up to three spots.
Yes, yeah. They drop for the first
three. That makes more sense, Jason.
They drop for the first three picks.
Wake the heck up already.
I can't. I'm very sleepy.
Quit working at night all the time. Like, geez, what's wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
All the time.
Well, when I win a lottery, well, you can be my right-hand man.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
We're 10 to 6 in the morning. Geez, we'll just
do podcasts constantly.
Oh, Calgary's in there now. Geez.
Calgary's third for
me. I don't like it at all.
No, Calgary's fine.
And Winnipeg and Buffalo. That's the bottom five.
It's all Canada down there.
That's horrible. Oh, and Winnipeg was in a spot, too. They're like the Leafs from last year, where they were in a spot at Christmas time and just fell apart.
Yeah. Well, made a bunch of moves.
Calgary, too, for if you want to go that far.
Yeah.
Because they almost have exactly the same record
as Vancouver's way down there, too, right? All the Canadians.
Well, they're not way down, but they're coming.
They're on their way.
We got Toronto is last, Edmonton, Calgary, Winnipeg are the bottom four. And then there's three teams in front of behind Vancouver.
Yeah.
Which sits 23rd overall.
Crazy. So, yes, that's what you've been doing, running your card empire.
No, that's not all I've been doing. I really haven't been doing a lot. Yeah.
No, that's cool. That's cool.
What about you? I know you went on a little mini vacay.
On a mini vacay. We went to Arizona. I was there for 3 days.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Kind of saw as much as we could in 3 days.
Yeah.
Went to an NBA game, the Suns versus the Rockets, which was... whatever.
Blah. Like,
yeah. Very blah. The Suns are terrible. Yeah. The Rockets, every player on the team. Well, this is it. All you hear about is how Dwight Howard and James Harden, nobody in that locker room gets along. But we were there early enough, and I'm watching warm-ups, and Harden and Howard are
joking around
and, playing defense on each other jokingly as they're warming up. When we got there, they were the only two guys on the court was Howard and Harden. So they,
they're just
personally, they get along, I guess.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they just wouldn't associate with each other.
We don't know.
So I don't know how much of that is media.
It's media. I hate it. ESPN is the worst too, right?
Yeah.
And all these other, even TSN,
They're
horrible too. Oh, there's all this discord. Well, how do you know? Are you in the locker room?
Yeah,
no.
Exactly. But it was whatever. There was no atmosphere in there. It was fine. Suns play downtown, close to the baseball stadium. And then
In Phoenix, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
They play close to the baseball stadium, and then the Coyotes play right next door to the football stadium.
Yeah, yeah. Which is a ways out.
Yeah, it's in Glendale, which is like, I don't know, 15 minutes driving.
That's not bad.
Phoenix.
That's
it's actually not bad. Not bad. Yeah. We rented a car and drove kind of to all the places.
Everywhere.
So, yeah, Friday night we went to the Suns game. And Saturday we went to the Coyotes game. They were playing the Blues. And I don't know what I was expecting. All you hear is how, you know, Arizona's terrible for hockey. The team's going to move and nobody goes to the games. And it's just useless having them there. And we went to the game and it was awesome. It was so fun. The fans were into it. There was like, it's a Saturday night, so I guess there'd be more fans than normal. But there was 16,000 people there. So almost a full ring.
Wow.
Tons of people in jerseys and stuff.
Yeah.
And of course, they're the Coyotes, so they do the howling thing, you know. So score and the crowd goes, arrrr!
Oh, Jesus.
So you're just sitting. No, randomly,
that was cool.
Though. You're just randomly watching the game, and all of a sudden, some dude in the upper reaches of the upper level will start howling, and then someone down below will start howling, and it just kind of goes around.
Like the wave. Like
it's like real coyotes. Howls over there, and then they talk to each other. So it was really fun, a really fun atmosphere at the rink, which I was super surprised at. And the rink is beautiful. Like, we sat four rows into the upper level. Tickets were $45.
Sure, cheap.
So, cheaper than...
That's a $100 ticket in Edmonton.
Yeah. And anywhere in the lower bowl was $80.
Oh, and then the upper bowl why didn't you get $80 tickets?
Because we didn't want to.
Come on.
That kind of money. And our seats were great. I like sitting in the upper level. Kind of, you can kind of see everything.
No, I get it.
Especially if you're close to the,
well, we went to the Blades game on the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
We sat too close to the ice.
Oh, really?
And we were right behind the bench.
Yeah. It's hard to see.
You don't see stuff down the rink and stuff. It's easy, but whatever. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, the rink itself, like I said, beautiful. The upper level, all like if you walk the concourse of the upper level, it's just windows all the way around.
Oh, so that's
you can
nice.
See out. You can look at the football stadium.
Yeah, like, that's cool.
I took a couple kind of neat pictures of like the mountains and the football stadium.
Yeah, that's cool.
So yeah, it was super impressed. Everywhere around there is just bars and restaurants and like parks and like little things to do and see. So I don't know if anybody lives out there.
I get the idea that nobody does.
Yeah.
Because they always say it's so far away from
it. So you have to, like, everybody lives in Phoenix and would have to drive out there.
Yeah.
And there's quite a bit of free parking around there if you get. We were there 3 hours.
You went early?
Yeah, 3 or 3.5 hours before the game, and parking, the free parking was already almost.
Oh, that's cool. So, well, because
people are going for the restaurants and all that.
Well, I keep hearing how if it wasn't for people make fun of the hockey team and their ability to draw fans, but if they have the football stadium and stuff, they say that stuff there is awesome.
Right.
During game days. So
yeah,
I've heard that in
like,
Phoenix.
The fans seem pretty knowledgeable, and maybe it's just Canadians that have been
sent. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Everyone, like you went for a vacation.
But they're
You don't know very much.
About I don't know about
no,
really.
No.
There's like a couple dudes in like Coyotes gear, and they're like just laying into Michael Bodker. Like they just
hated him. Well, he's gone now.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll get into that later. But.
So, but like kind of a not like they obviously knew what they were talking about. He was doing stuff that if you're just sitting there watching a game, you don't notice.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was good. Just going to turn the furnace on so it's not so loud in here.
I keep forgetting that the skybox is a lot more personal than it.
Yes. So, yeah, the hockey game was awesome. I was super impressed with it. It was really fun.
Yeah.
And then the Sunday we went to the Grand Canyon, which is about 3 hours drive from
I thought you'd fall Phoenix. In. Good thing you did.
It's kind of scary because you can walk right up to the edge
I know.
And just fall
I know.
Right in.
I know. That's crazy.
And it's...
You know the thing that freaks me out the most is, you know, that... Did you go into the horseshoe thing?
No, we never went on that. That's like the Grand Canyon.
It's
hundreds of miles.
Long. Yeah.
And so I think that
was away from you.
Walkway thing is like in the north, and we were in the south.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, whatever. That I see that on TV, and it freaks me out because when we went to the CN Tower there in Toronto, you and I that one time, like I walked on that clear floor, but it wasn't easy. We saw kids crying because they didn't want to go on it. Like I can only imagine getting close to that.
Yeah, but no, it was like, it's like nothing you've ever seen. You kind of build up in your mind how spectacular is it going to be or whatever.
Oh, it's a touristy thing,
It's just a big hole.
It's just a big
hole. How cool can it be? But yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Crazy cool. And yeah, you get like little jelly legs when you're standing on the edge of it. But
I'm going to go stand over here.
I wanted to crawl out like, there's kind of like these rock outcroppings that like if you wanted to be kind of a little dangerous, you could crawl out kind of on them and like kind of feel like you were sitting in the middle of the canyon, but
ridiculous.
The wife would not allow me to do such.
Oh, she's a scaredy cat. Who needs her?
But yeah, it was awesome. So unbelievable. Like more spectacular, I think, than the mountains even. Maybe it's just because I've been through the mountains quite
a bit. Yeah, well, yeah, you don't see a big canyon every day.
Yeah.
And it took like thousands of years, hundreds of years.
I don't know. Millions.
But it was just like, it was flat earth and there was rivers and stuff.
Well, and that's the funny thing. Like all this stuff, like it seems like the whole canyon, all on the sides that you can see, is at the same level. And everything that kind of comes up in the middle, like whatever you want to call it, like rock formations and everything, they all come to like the same level.
Yeah. Where it was flat. It's like it was like flat.
Yeah. And then the river just... whatever.
Yeah.
Carved its way through there.
The beginning of time.
Yeah.
Through the annals of time. Yeah. Yeah.
But, so, yeah, it was definitely worth going. I'd like to go someday to one of those, like a 7-day rafting / camping.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that, kind of in the canyon.
Well, then you look up at everything, right?
Yeah.
That would be a different view. Yeah. Plus, you're doing something.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it would be very awesome. But driving there, it's way more desolate than driving through Saskatchewan.
Yeah, oh yeah, I bet.
It's just, okay, you watched Breaking Bad, right?
Yeah.
It's like that. It's like there would be a million meth labs just out there.
Yeah. Well, it's desert.
There's nothing. There's not towns. Yeah. There's no settlements. Occasionally, there will be. Like an old Winnebago or something that someone's parked in the middle of the desert, and that's where they live. Like, it's super, super
weird,
desolate country out there. But it's the middle of the desert.
Yeah. I couldn't live there.
Yeah. Yeah, you were in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah,
but yeah, it was cool. It's a really cool trip. I wish we would have more time to actually spend.
Well, your wife did.
Well, yeah, she was there for the following week with meetings and stuff.
Well, whatever. You could have stayed.
Could have. I guess
you should have just quit your job and stayed.
Well, and honestly, if we'd have gone now instead of 2 weeks ago, I would have stayed because I would have just gone to spring training baseball games.
No, listen to you, time, right? Baseball game.
We drove by the Angels spring training.
Yeah.
Park, there's a big sign home of the
Arizona Eagles. League.
Yeah. Yeah, the Cactus League, I believe.
Yeah, whatever.
And then the
Clown Town League.
Florida ones are the Grapefruit League. I guess they've got a lot of grapefruits in Florida.
Yeah, they sure do.
But yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
That's good.
That's it.
I don't have anything exciting except I got to wait till Connor McDavid Day on the 20th. That's going to be my Connor
McDavid Day. That's the day?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Whatever.
Should we talk about some sporting
stuff? I hate sports.
Oh, okay.
Okay, what do you got?
Talk about instead.
Well, we haven't talked any local stuff lately.
Yeah, it's kind of tough. I'm just going to kind of give an update of where they are at this point. Because I can't possibly go through the last 2 weeks of playoffs and all that. Kind of 3 weeks. 2 weekends.
Yeah.
Of playoffs and stuff. But I can give us where we currently are.
Hurry up then.
Okay, geez, just give me a second.
No.
The hockey teams for the Huskies, the women, lost in the Canada West quarterfinal to University of Manitoba. So they are eliminated.
Oh, that sucks.
The men's hockey team, on the other hand, this weekend will be hosting the University of Alberta in the Canada West finals.
Oh, well, look at them.
Their best 2 out of 3. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
No, we should try to go.
Necessary. I'm out of town.
Oh, yeah, you're
always, I'm always out of town.
Well, I can't even really go either, maybe.
Right.
My nephew's got hockey playoffs too.
Okay, yeah. Cool. But yeah, so hopefully they win that.
And Brian Trottier's in town with the Blades game.
Oh, Saturday. Is he? Yeah. Are you going to go that? On Sunday?
Saturday. I don't know. We'll see. Depends where when my nephew's playoff game
is. Right. Volleyball, the women did not qualify for the playoffs.
Horrible.
I'm not going to say horrible. They did their best.
Horrific, even.
The men's team, on the other hand, starting this Friday in Manitoba, are in the Canada West Final Four.
So okay, they're having a Final Four
tournament instead of like a semifinal or final. So that's the volleyball teams. And in basketball, the men's team did not qualify for the playoffs. They had a rough year. I forget what their final record was, like 6-16 or something to that.
Clowny.
Yeah, not great. And the women, the playoffs for basketball start this weekend. They will host... UBC.
Did they lose a game?
They finished... Yes, they lost
three
games, I think.
Well, that's horrific.
22-3.
Because that's lately they lost those games, not three months ago.
They ended up not finishing as the number one team in the country.
Seriously, wow.
Number two or maybe even number three.
They were blowing teams out of the water, battleship.
But hey, that's why
you play the games. That's why you're playing a Kyle, Mr. Berman.
So, yes, so that Canada West quarterfinal starts this weekend. It's also best 2 of 3. They should crush UBC.
No, we can only hope so. Do something.
Yes.
You know me. What have you done for me lately?
Yep, exactly. So, that's your Huskies rundown.
Okay, what about the Hilltops? Oh, wait, it's not even football season.
Soon, it's all summer.
Oh, my God. Well, it feels like summer. Yes, we've got some of the best weather of all time. Yeah, thank you, El Nino.
Our whole winter's been good.
Yeah.
Don't thank El Nino. It's killing the Great Barrier Reef. I read that.
Yeah, I've heard that too. But whatever.
We don't live at the Great Barrier Reef.
Well, that's true. The world isn't going to last forever. I won't be around when it falls apart.
So, yeah, we move on to the Blades, though. They actually had a pretty hot run.
Yeah, we were there. We went for the...
Did you go to one game or two
games? We went to the Saturday night game when they won their 5th in a row.
Right.
And they, after that game, because Lethbridge beat that poop out of Edmonton, who they're fighting, they're trying to get to the 8th spot. They're, Edmonton's an 8th.
Yeah.
And at the beginning of that night, they were 11 out and they were 9.
Yes, they're still 9 out right now.
And there was a lot of hope that they could win. They had a game next on Sunday, the next day, and they got slapped around by 4-1, yeah. But if they would have won that game, they would be only 7 out.
Yeah,
and then, you know,
they could have actually make a run at it.
Yeah, because I think they'd still have 10 or so games left.
They played 64.
So yeah, so eight games. They only played 72.
Yeah, you're right. 8 games left. So, yeah, that 5-game
But even going into the Saturdays game, we're like, I was like, they have to win out.
Yes, exactly.
And now, if they...
And they weren't going to.
Yeah, no.
But they did have one crazy game against the current. I don't know if you saw that. Like on the 19th.
12-6.
12-8. No, it was 12-6. I looked it up today on the Blades.
Whatever. That was a ridiculous score.
But yeah,
they scored more goals than the Rush who played that night, too.
Yeah, exactly. 12-6 game is pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
But yes, they are 24-34-4. 9 points up. Right. So it's done. But
they're a young team.
Yes, exactly.
But I mean, next year, if this happens, I mean, then we might have to call for Bob's head.
Well, yeah, it's
hard to say. Like, we went to that game on Saturday, and they came out. They put every time they put the puck on net, it went in.
Right.
Like, they were up 4-1. They won the game 5-2.
Right.
They were up 4-1 after one, and then looked horrendous.
Oh, really?
My favorite word, horrific. If we didn't have what's his name? Not John Hamm. That's the freaking Brockham.
Yeah, not Madman.
Not the Madman guy. But he was unreal. He stopped like 40 shots or something.
Right. And their goalies haven't been good this year.
No, not really, no. But not a good, and like, not a great crowd again. Like,
right.
They only let you sit in the lower bowl.
Yes.
I would hope that it would get sold out. No, it can't get 6,500.
No, it was only 4,300.
4,600 that night, yeah.
I
was disappointed. Kevin was disappointed.
One afternoon game during the week.
On Monday, they had 10-5. They had all the school children in the world there.
Which was a game that I would not have wanted to
go. I wanted to go. I want to go to a hockey game at 11 o'clock in the morning on a Monday. Because I get Mondays off, and like there's never anything to do on Mondays.
Yeah.
I'll please get 11 o'clock and be superb.
Why did you go?
Because I forgot it was on that day.
Oh, no.
Just like I didn't even watch the McDavid Eichel tilt last night, because I totally forgot. And that's been my week.
Yeah, I went and ended up last night watching the Penguins Capitals game instead of the
Leafs Caps tonight. Don't forget
Leafs Caps. Brooks likes Greek.
Oh, he's not probably really happy about it.
Can you imagine? I feel so sad for him.
You're on the best team in the league. Now I'm on the worst team in the league.
He's been on Washington through all the struggles.
The garbage.
Like, getting good and losing the playoffs. And finally, they look like they have a team that could do it, and they ship.
Well, I should just give him a ring anyway, if they win. Yeah, can you imagine if they won? Like, oh, yeah. I would just go cry.
Put his name in, like, extra small engraving on the Stanley.
Yeah. Can't get lying. Yeah.
But yeah, so I felt bad for him. But
it's a business. I don't feel bad for anyone.
Well, I guess.
I'm just being dumb.
It would be sad for him if the Caps didn't win.
Yeah.
And he doesn't get to be a part of it. Or Brooks Life. He's from here, isn't he?
Wawota? Yeah.
Good for him. Yeah.
Oh, whatever. He's playing in the National Hockey League.
Yeah, exactly. That's
when the Leafs win it next year, then it won't be such a big deal.
I don't know.
I'm sarcastic. I'm not one of those fans. We're going to win next year.
No, in there a few years.
That's going to be about 6 years, man.
It's going to maybe not be good for people now that Kirk's not here, because we might just get a bunch of speed, like, Leafs lunch.
This Leaf lunch, yeah. I'm Brian Hayes, or whatever his name is.
I'll be,
You'll be Noodles. You're Noodles.
It's the
or O-Dog.
I'm O-Dog, yeah.
You're O-Dog. You're not, you're...
I'm a little bit...
I'm chubby. O-Dog. No, I'm O-Dog. I'm more disgruntled than you are.
That's true. I'll be Noodles.
And O-Dog just can't get it right. He's always just PO'd about something.
Yeah. That sounds like you, actually. Maybe.
Yeah, I'm always PO'd. I got something. Like, or I could just be really happy and all of a sudden, that's garbage.
Just lose your mind for
a minute. I did that. Yeah, I've done that.
You've done that once or twice.
Times 1,000.
No, that's right. The Rush. Let's move on to the Rush.
Why? They're the best team in the league. We don't have to worry about that.
They're not.
Actually. No, I know they're not.
They're, I don't know exactly what they were the last time we talked, but they're 5-3 now, second in the division.
Yeah, well, they were like...
Behind Colorado.
I think they were 3-1. Or whatever, something like that.
Anyways, they're 5-3 now. Their last game, they beat Calgary in overtime. I don't know if you saw anything.
That's
about
three.
That
they beat Calgary three times. Otherwise, they'd be under 500.
They beat them 12-11 in overtime. And at one point in that game, in the first half, they were down 8-2.
Yeah, I saw that.
They just kept coming and coming and coming and coming in those.
I believe it was 8-5.
8-4 and half, I think.
Something like that.
And yeah. They scored with just a couple seconds left to tie it, and then
ridiculous.
So, their next game, they don't play until the 12th.
Is it here?
Not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
Here?
It is here, and that's the first game I'm going to get a chance to go to, so we have to go to that
Well,
game.
We'll see.
Nope, we're going.
Well, I'm saving money for the McDavid trip. For my buddy Connor. I got to say hello to Connor.
Maybe tweet Connor and ask him.
We'll see if I have any extra. We'll see if I have any extra money to go. I can't afford all these things.
You're gonna have to sell your Nilla Market for 30.
I'm gonna have to sell everything I own to go to like all the things we did last year. Football season.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, so that I'm excited for that. They played Georgia Swarm.
That's weird. There's only what like 5 teams in the league. Like, I forget how there's 9 titles. Weird.
But yeah, 5 in this. I don't know if they call it the East Division or the South Division.
Do they have two divisions?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess they would with 9.
Saskatchewan's in the West Division.
No,
with with Colorado, Calgary, Vancouver.
LA?
Nope.
Isn't there? I thought there's Colorado.
Colorado, that's what I said.
Oh, did you say that?
Colorado,
oh.
Calgary, and Vancouver.
Colorado.
But yeah, so I'm pumped for that because. Oh, like they had
take
like
a leash 11, to that game.
They had 11-5 at the last game or something.
No, they didn't.
They had over 11.
They had 10-5 last game.
No.
Yes, because we were talking about how it was a smaller crowd than the last game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, one game they had 11.
They had 11-5 when the Seagulls came.
Oh, well, you know.
Or was that the last game? Confused already. Look how time flies, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Not paying.
But yeah, but they're getting around 11,000 a game.
Yeah, well, not around, but they're getting 10s. Like, they're getting more around 10, which is more than what they did in Edmonton.
Yeah.
So, the guy's got to be smiling year to year. We'll see what next year brings.
And you haven't heard, I haven't heard a single negative thing.
No, me neither. And not, I haven't heard a negative about the seating. Like, a lot of people are buying the advanced co-op tickets.
Like the general admission tickets?
Yeah. Like, we did, me and Kurt went.
Yeah.
And we did that. And, you have to get there, like we said to ourselves, like, we should have got here earlier. And we were there at 6:45. The game started at 7:30.
Right. So you were there early.
We were there early, but not as early as the 5,000 people ahead of us.
The doors open at 6, right? Like, they open an hour and a half.
Something like that, yeah. But, yeah, like, if we would have got there right at 6, maybe we would have got better, slightly better seats. Right. We saw everything. From where we're sitting, we saw everything. We were right in the middle.
Yeah.
And we saw
that's kind of the key to being in the middle.
But those are definitely the most popular seats in the house. Like,
right, those like, sell out first.
Those, well, I don't know if they sell out. It's just that there's so many people. Like, I didn't expect there to be that many people sitting up there.
Right.
Like, I thought, oh, people want to sit in the lower bowl. No. There was 5,000 people up there.
Well, especially if you're saying, like, the seats were good, you could see everything. Yeah. Why pay, $60?
Is
it 22?
We paid 22 for the general admission. But the experience was a little bit different because we couldn't see the clock. We couldn't see...
Oh, okay.
Like, we couldn't even see the shot clock.
Right.
We couldn't see...
Is there a screen up there or anything?
Yeah.
Like little TV
screens? Yeah, just TV screens.
Yeah.
But we couldn't see, like, the big scoreboard.
Right.
We couldn't see any of that.
Right.
And there was some stuff on there and just whatever replays and stuff. We didn't get any of that.
Right.
So, Whatever.
They didn't show the replays on the
I don't remember now. I don't remember now.
Anyways, yeah, you're right. Like, there would be something
but, yeah.
just sitting lower.
Yeah. But we saw the whole playing surface, which was fine.
Yeah.
So, but whatever. For $22, I'll take it.
Yeah, yeah.
That being said, we paid $22 on Saturday to go to the Blaze game, and we were on the lower level. Yeah, we were on the lower level.
Yes.
But whatever. Oh, no, we didn't actually pay for those tickets, did we? No, we didn't. We had no. We got our buddy Doug Cooper gave us some free ducats.
He is really.
And I got two more upstairs.
Time you want
to
go?
They only got four games left, so right. I gotta go to one. I want to go to one alone.
How about there. Two games earlier on this year? I haven't been one alone.
Yeah. But. I mean, we always compare. Now we're comparing because we have like the rush.
Yes, exactly.
And stuff now. I mean, they only play nine games at home, but you compare the product.
Yeah.
And like the Blaze are nothing.
Yeah.
Compared to the Rush in terms of where they are in their development.
Yes.
Right.
And just like they just entertainment came, value and everything.
They just came off a championship. Yeah. The entertainment value. Like I said, like it was kind of, we talked about it at the Rush game anchor where it's like, oh, there's something going on all the time at this game. Like there's always music or the announcer or just whatever. The dance team comes on, whatever. And at the Blaze game, it's just...
You're just sitting there.
Nothing. Like, and it's funny, too, because Kev made a comment. Kevin Breeden, for all you lay people out there. Made a comment about how, hey, okay, you can turn the music off now. And I'm like, oh, that's just like a Rush game, I said.
Right.
Like, you know, and he's like, oh, yeah, I guess so.
Oh, Kevin's a little curmudgeon.
He's gone to a couple already.
Oh, he has been?
Yeah, he has been. But anyway, so, yeah. And it's like, you expected there to be music almost now.
Yeah.
But now, he's at the Blaze game, they don't do that, obviously. But yeah, different.
Yeah.
Two different things. Pay the same amount.
Well, I mean, it's a difference.
I'd rather pay.
It's a professional league.
Yeah.
It's not.
Like, I'd go to three Rush games, and I'd only pay for, like, a one Blaze game.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Comparatively speaking.
Right.
So the Blaze better get on there. They're going to lose fans. Like, if they keep playing the way they did. Like, they were up 4-1, and they look. It was so boring. This is two periods after.
Well,
was
and
just
especially
boring.
When people... Like, okay, this week we can either go to a Blaze game or we can go to a Rush game. Well, we're going to go to the Rush game, right?
Yeah.
Like, every time, because everybody's talking about it. It's a lot of fun. You know, they're good.
Yeah, they're pretty good. The game's different. We don't know the rules, but it's fun. They're slinging the ball.
Did you find yourself, like, questioning things? Or like, okay, what's going on? Or that kind of thing? Or you kind of just...
Well, I used to watch a lot of lacrosse on TV.
Right.
A lot. And I don't know the rules, like the penalty rules. I don't get. Like, a guy can be running around with a stick in the air of the ball, and he's doing this to protect it.
Yeah.
And he's getting slashed and hacked and whatever, and then he gets cross-checked and it's a penalty.
Right.
What about the slashing and slapping and hitting
like
before?
Parts of the body they can hit or something.
But yeah, one guy got ran into the boards. He got the guy who hit him got a penalty. And I'm like, what's that compared? This guy's breaking his arm. Like that, you know.
And there's a weird position. Like, I was looking at the roster online. And there's guys that play offense / transition. Like, transition is a position.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that means. Like, do they only go, like, they can't go into the scoring areas? They can only play midfield kind of thing? Like,
they only have hockey amount of players on there, so I don't know why that would be a position. But
But
like, we don't really know.
No, we'll get there.
We'll
learn.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see because it's still new.
Yeah. So like, they've only been, what, four games here?
Yeah, something like that. And, like, I mean, you can't just tell people, okay, we've been here a year, you got to support us now.
No, exactly. They have to keep doing what they're doing.
Like, people in this province go automatically will support the Riders.
Yes. It's in our blood. They don't have another choice.
Yeah. It's not, we can do without lacrosse because we did so for the beginning of time.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so who cares about. 3 years, oh, you're here 3 years, or you can't make it a goal. Okay, see you later.
Yeah. But speaking of the Riders, they got rid of another dude, another big name.
They did not get rid of him.
He
signed somewhere else.
They lost another.
Yeah, I don't even know if they tried to sign him. I haven't heard anything.
Chris Getzlaff.
No, Ryan Getzlaff.
They can sign Ryan
Getzlaff.
So who's, okay, all I've heard all offseason with the Riders is this guy's gone, this guy's gone, this guy's gone, this guy's gone, this guy's gone. And I have heard zero, we brought this guy in. Like, do they even have any...
Have you not been paying attention? I don't think you've been paying attention.
You know how I
close Sean Lemon. Attention. We got that. I can't remember his name off hand just because it's funny. Let's see here.
But you're saying, like, all these guys that we know that have left have been replaced.
We have replaced our two starting defensive ends.
Right.
With guys of equal or better caliber.
Okay.
And they're younger.
Okay.
And they're younger.
Right. And cheaper, therefore.
Yeah, that too. And then I don't know about our receiving core. I think our receiving core is really decimated.
Yeah.
But that being said, they got...
It's easy enough to...
My personal favorite, Shamad Chambers, is a rider.
Shamad?
And he blew away the combine, the CFL combine, with a 4.3-something, 40. Like, he's a blazer.
Uh-huh.
But he's been kind of banged up, and in Edmonton, there's like four guys ahead of him.
Right.
He'll be, he'll be almost, and he's Canadian. He'll be the number one Canadian receiver right away.
Right.
Like, in my mind. I mean, I like Rob Bagg, but.
And Bagg's still there, too.
Yeah. Right? Shamad Chambers is, like, he's a height, weight, speed. He's a Raider. Like, you know, like, that's all they draft, is height, weight, speed guys, and that's what Shamad Chambers is.
All right. Okay, well, that's good to know, because I've talked to a few people, and
but we cut,
just so
we cut a bunch of guys. Like, we signed signed back a safety we had a couple years ago. His name escapes me right now. While I'm talking, I should have the roster in my face. But, then we cut the McDougal guy from Saskatoon. Everybody thought, well, they're going to have these guys up and on there in tandem. No, right. Goodbye. You cut. They're just cutting and cutting and cutting.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
The only thing I like about some of the changes is that some of these guys are old and slow.
Right.
Like, no offense to Chris Getzlaf, but he's old and slow.
Right.
Yeah, he's a big target, but you got to get open first. And he didn't have a great year. He got hurt, too, our quarterback. I keep hearing, your quarterbacks, okay, well, whatever. You know, like, everyone's all up in arms about Weston Dressler, and it's sad to see him go. I love Weston Dressler, but he's a tiny guy that gets hurt all the time.
Yeah.
We've had Ryan Smith his whole time here. He's only been here for 3 years. Tiny and hurt all the time. Like,
wow. Yeah, he makes back to that catches.
Well, that's good. If he would catch 250 yards a game, that would be awesome. But he only did it one time, and he was out 8 weeks or 6 weeks or whatever it was.
Yes, but on average.
Yeah, on average.
Oh, that's
funny. And that's the part of the Riders people don't understand. We love these guys. They're our boys.
Yeah.
No, they're not. They're football players. They're businessmen.
Yeah.
And people don't get that. People don't understand that. Like I always get into it about Dan Farthing.
Yeah.
He was an absolute clown.
He came into my head.
He's an absolute clown. Yeah. Like, and you want to see his stats? Go ahead. He had 1 year where he didn't eclipse 1,000 yards.
Right.
And that was the only season he got close. I think he had 400 yards every other season.
Right.
He was a clown. And he's revered.
Yes, he is. He very much is.
He's
everybody was always like, why don't they throw it to Farthing?
He's from Saskatoon. He's awesome. No, he wasn't awesome. I've seen him run. I watched training camp practices. He's slow as poop. Like, he's horrible.
I love that Dan Farthing hasn't been
and he's got
around for like 15 years.
Oh.
And he still makes you mad.
You're not very smart. You don't know. Yeah, I do know football. That guy would be cut from every NFL team. Every one of them. They cut Andy Fantuz from the Chicago Bears. Instant comparison.
And Fantuz is probably quite a bit better than Farthing.
Not fast, though.
Right. But a better receiver.
Yeah, definitely a better receiver. But yeah, you know what I mean?
Yes, no. I know you ran.
The mentality around this province, and I always say the farmer mentality. Oh, I just learned that guy. He's awesome. No, he's not, actually. Like...
Well, that is the
like
problem.
Chris Zarka had that year, season where he had 13 touchdowns from a yard out.
Yeah.
Well, why didn't we give him the ball? Because he'd probably get stuffed in the backfield and we'd be done.
Because he gets 1 yard. He gets
1 yard. That's all he's supposed to do is be a pounder at the goal line. Yeah. People don't understand that, though. He's so awesome. No, he wasn't.
I was at a Rider game once where Chris Zarka caught like an 80-yard touchdown.
Yeah, well, he probably had 15 broken tackles on the way in.
No, he didn't. They just didn't cover him at all.
Well, yeah, there you go. And that happens, too. I've seen Dan Farthing go right up the middle of the field and catch an 80-yard bomb.
Yeah.
On Labor Day, Labor Day game. But that was, like, the highlight of a season.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. Brilliant stuff. And that's the thing with a team where the fans are so into it, where it's the only thing they have to think about, is these guys become fan favorites and
can't. If you're a rider, you're a fan favorite.
Yeah.
And that's how it is.
Or if one time in an interview you said you love Saskatchewan, wow, man. You're in
I love it here. Yeah. Well, Chris Jones loves it here too because he got paid.
Yeah.
And now he runs this team, and you guys are going to find out really quick he's not going to tolerate. Like, he'll move guys in and out. He'll just move guys in and out. Whereas the regimes before were like, well, we'll just work them harder.
Right.
No, you just don't have enough talent.
Yeah.
And I think that's the problem.
Yes, exactly.
But if you've seen the move that Chris Jones has made, like, especially on the defensive side because we were so bad.
Yeah.
pretty good. They re-signed a couple of linemen that are really good. Mm-hmm. We'll hold our breath on Durant's body,
well, that's gonna be
which is falling apart. He took a pay cut, so that's good.
Right.
Otherwise, he'd probably be gone too.
Right.
But who do you get?
Well, yeah, there's very few quarterbacks.
They could have cut him, and like, I'm sure people would have expected that somewhat after not playing for 2 years.
And people would have been more accepting of that than some
Oh, we finally got rid of Durant, you know, even though he got us the 3 Grey Cups. But, like, you got to be able to you got to understand that Chris Jones is doing what he thinks is best for the team.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
I'm going to – he just won a Grey Cup, so I'm just going to listen to him for a while.
Yeah, he probably knows football more than Farmer Joe out of Hanley.
But I will preface that – or I will say, having said that, Chamberlain won a Grey Cup too.
Right.
And – it
we
didn't,
ran him out of town.
And we ran him on a rail out of this town. Like,
yeah. Well, it, like you said before.
Well, it was an all-star. They put an all-star team together. Other than Simon.
Right.
We didn't really buy a lot of guys. Dudes. Everybody was saying that. Yeah. Oh, we had an all-star team. Yeah, we had Simon, who was a third or fourth option as a receiver. Yeah,
exactly. No, they did an awesome job of putting those teams together.
Yeah.
From whatever that was, 2007 to 2013.
Yeah. Like, I remember watching that training camp, and I'm like, these guys are good.
Yeah.
But whatever.
But it's, what have you done for me lately?
Right? Yeah. What have you done for me lately? Do, 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 do. Little Janet Jackson for you there.
You're welcome, everybody. You are welcome. Make a note. Make a note.
It's going to be our opening music next week.
Right.
What have you done for me lately?
So should we move on to sports that are not local? We've got a long time on our local sports. Chitter chatter.
We've got 20 minutes.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We've been yabbering on about things.
We've only been talking for 20 minutes?
No, we've been talking for 40 minutes.
Oh.
We have 20 minutes left.
Well, we
in our hour that we have decided is the thing.
Well,
we can go a little longer.
We
can go a little longer, but whatever.
Anyways, do you want to talk NHL trade deadlines?
No, I don't. I hate hockey. It's the worst thing that we
do. Okay, moving on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I don't know. It was kind of a really boring... Well, I shouldn't say that. Trade deadline day was boring.
No, it was horribly boring.
But the week, like, if you go 2 weeks back, like the Pudoff trade and the Eric Staal trade, like, there was a lot of...
Yeah.
A lot
it
of
depends what team you were cheering for, too. Like,
yeah.
I think the Oilers, despite not having made major trades, did really well. Like, they picked up a couple of burly defensemen, and it looked like they made a difference last night. Like, that party stopped the goal from going in.
Right, right.
So, whatever.
Chicago reloads, like, all the time.
Yeah.
Oh. We're just going to take a quick pause here while Derek receives the package. That doesn't sound right. Oh, I can't wait to see what he got. What did Derek receive? Seems the UPS guy seemed pretty good.
Yeah!
Derek, what did you get? What did you
it's
get?
It's not for me, it's for my nephew.
Oh, lame.
Let me get back in front of you.
Yes, get back to the microphone. What did we get?
I totally flubbed my nephew's birthday present.
Right.
Which was in December, before Christmas.
Right. And you blew it?
Yeah. And I bought him something.
Okay.
Hold on, let's pull it up.
Okay.
Keep talking.
Ooh, this is exciting. No, we don't need to talk to... The tension of you ripping that open and the sound of it will...
I just like the size of it. I thought it was going to be way bigger.
We'll
so
keep people on the line here. Oh, man. What is it? What is it?
Oh, invoices.
Invoices. You bought your nephew invoices.
Cool, man.
It's a 3-piece set of...
Glove, toque, scarf.
Vancouver Canucks. Glove, toque, and
he's
scarf.
He's a Vancouver Canuck.
He loves the Canuckers, eh?
I'm excited by this. I can't wait for him to open that.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome. Well, there's a nice
Friday.
Little... breaking the
and I knew he was coming, he was gonna come right through it, of course, but whatever. Whatever,
that's
good. Okay,
okay, Canucks. Speaking of the Canucks, they didn't do anything. And
first of all, Derek,
so
Derek, all Derek does here at the Skybox is buy things.
It does seem that way.
I did sell a card, but
just wheeling and dealing.
I love Groupon, that's enough said. There, free plug for Groupon.
Yeah, they need
now they're gonna sponsor us.
They need the Bridge City Sports Talk.
We're going big time, okay. We're going big time with Groupon.
That would be sweet.
That would be sweet.
But yes, so I like what the Leafs did. Just got what they could for whoever they could get it for.
I don't know if it's an organizational thing from year to year, regime to regime, but they did exactly what the Leafs did last year and did all their dealing beforehand without having to, like, panic at the deadline.
Yeah, exactly.
And give away some too much for something
or
that
not get what yeah. they wanted, kind of yeah. thing, just to move it
out. I mean, the Leafs weren't buyers.
Yeah.
So they made unbelievable moves in terms of, like, getting rid of guys for a lot of return in terms of picks.
Yeah, like getting rid of Pollock and Spalding for 2 second-round picks?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like, the Leafs have...
They took Rafi Torres' money. Yeah, like, that's the thing that the Leafs could do, right?
But he's not playing again this year.
They gave him back to San Jose's farm team.
Oh, did they?
Oh, they did. Yeah. Oh,
that's crazy.
But yeah, so basically
they just took the money. Yeah.
The money.
But, yeah.
Which they can afford to do.
I'm excited just, like, they have a plan.
Yeah.
They have the most draft picks of all time.
28 picks in the next three rounds. Or no, the next three drafts.
But 13 in 1 year. In this that's year. The yeah. most ever.
Yeah.
So... And they have 2 first rounds, 2 second rounds. I'm okay.
Two first, 2 seconds. I thought they had 2 in every round.
Whatever. So, that's good.
Yeah. And who knows what they'll do with that. They're not going to make 13 picks, I don't think.
Well, that's the thing. They can move up or move down. Like, people are saying that they should try to move up, but
yeah.
Move up.
It's going to be hard to move up to where? Number one spot.
If they get the number one spot, how are they going to move up? Like, nobody's going to give up that first spot.
No, they wouldn't do that, but they might give up the other first round pick and yeah. something else to do on their side.
Yeah. For sure.
Well, and that first round pick isn't for sure because that comes from Pittsburgh if they make it out.
Yeah, yeah. Right. They're in a playoff spot right now.
Yes. I've been kind of cheering for Pittsburgh just because they need to get in.
Sidney Crosby's coming alive.
Yeah, he has.
Your instant fantasy report. Sidney Kidd is the one to get.
See if you can pick him up off waivers.
Just an aside to that, there's a gentleman we work with. His name's Josh.
I don't know Josh.
He's a freezer guy.
Oh.
At the Mighty Co-op. Freezer. Anyway. He's in fantasy hockey. He picked up Nylander. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Pick up Lipsick.
Someone in our draft.
Like, Lipsick's going to come back, and he'll score a goal a game like he had been doing. I think he missed on the last game.
Yeah,
he
scored
game.
4 goals in the 5 or 6
yeah.
games.
So he's like, I'm like, why would you pick up Nylander when he hasn't proven he's,
yeah.
like, this is his first game.
Because he's going to be there for 5 or 6 games, and then they're going to send that group that they just called up down, yeah, and they're going to call up another
yeah.
group.
No, well, no, that's, and that's fine, but I'm just, you know, that's just my aside to it all. Right. Like, he played one game. You don't even know what he's going to do.
Yeah.
Like, in the NFL, if a rookie's playing, he's playing, and he's starting, and he's going to be good. Exactly. But hockey's still good. Hockey's still good. Anyway.
But, yeah. Yeah. There's your Leaf minute, which will...
Well, my fantasy minute.
On every single...
my fantasy minute, excuse me. I'm just trying to give knowledge to kids, and, you know...
the kids need our...
We work with a bunch of kids, so... bunch of idiots.
So, yeah, it was fine. It'll be interesting to see how the end of the year goes.
Well, like I said, I'm going to see Connor McDavid on the 20th.
Right. Oh, that's going to be awesome.
Oilers fan appreciation night. I'm a Leaf fan. I bought an Oilers hat just on the off chance he scores a hat trick. Or somebody does.
Great. I would never throw my hat on that.
I'm throwing it.
Did you see some sort of hat trick in, I don't know if it was in the AHL, the minors, or Europe somewhere, and people threw shoes. There was all the hats, and then they showed the guy picking up a couple of shoes. Oh, that's weird.
Somebody.
The guy obviously didn't have a hat. He thought, I'll throw my shoes.
They are European. They are backwards.
They're a little bit crazy.
A little bit dumb. Wow. Real dumb back out there. Dumb, stupid dummies.
All right. Besides NHL, there's nothing else really happening. Just kind of waiting for these playoff seeds to hammer themselves out. But World Cup of Hockey did announce rosters today for all the teams. Now, as of recording, we don't know Canada's U.S.,
and that's coming up in the next...
Young Guns.
It's season. Coming up in the next hour or so.
Yeah, well, it should be. They might have announced some.
Hold on.
As we've been sitting here, but...
Yeah.
But I don't know if you got a chance to take a look at what I posted on our Facebook.
Yeah, it's dumb. Yeah, I'm just abusing you. I'm the Donald Trump of podcasters today.
Oh, brother, do you really want to be
there? Yeah, that's me. Might as well make it interesting. Come on, I clicked on it. Come on, come on, come on. Give me something!
You will not.
Stupid. Team North America, 5 European teams. Stupid. I hate the internet. Team North America, 5 European teams named World Cup players. So.
Oh, yeah, and then Canada, U.S. haven't yet.
It says Team North America. That's the young team.
Yeah, it's the Young Guns or whatever they're called. Yeah. Their jerseys, they released what their jerseys are going to look like.
Oh, really?
And they're pretty awesome.
Yeah.
They got a weird, like.
Adidas is doing them now, hey? So.
They got a weird, like, NA logo with the triangles. Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
All right. I'm just looking through this a little bit. I want to see some.
That Young Guns team is going to be, like, at first when they first came out, that's what they were going to do. I thought it was kind of a dumb idea.
Yeah.
You know, who's going to want to watch that? But the more I think about it, the more fun it's going to be.
Yeah, of course. Connor McDavid, Jack Eichel headline the first group of players named to the North American entry at the upcoming.
Do you have more? World Cup. Do you have the whole list?
Restricted to only those 23 or younger, born on or after October 1st, 1992. My sister's birthday, October 1st.
1992?
Not 1992. The roster also includes Nathan MacKinnon, Aaron Ekblad, Johnny Gaudreau, and Sean Monahan. So, yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Dylan Larkin made the squad, as did Sean Couturier, JT Miller, Brandon Saad. Saad.
Brandon Saad's that young?
Saad. I guess. Yeah. I keep thinking, you know who I confuse him with? I don't know if they
played. Are you sure that's Brandon Saad?
Brandon Saad. That's what it says.
S-A-A-D.
Oh, my God.
From Columbus.
Are you my dad? Yeah. You don't believe what I tell you? Listen to me, for crying out loud.
It doesn't seem like he should be that.
Kurt's not here. You don't have to listen anymore.
No, I'm going rogue.
You turn dumb right in front of my... You're dumb.
Right in front of your eyes.
You're the dumbest guy ever, okay? You shouldn't be running a country. Oh, wait, Donald.
You're the Donald.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Donald Trump as John.
Seth Oliver. Jones. Oh, this is the American one. Oh, it's North American, yeah, right? It's North American. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Morgan Riley, too. Ryan Murray.
That makes sense to Morgan Riley.
Yeah. Let's see. Goaltending. Johnny Gibson.
Yeah.
Connor Hellebuyck.
Oh, that's the Winnipeg guy, right?
Yeah. And Penguins prospect Matt Murray.
Whoever that is.
Edmonton's Todd McClellan will coach that North American team.
Yeah, I think
team.
We already knew that.
So, okay, they have all the teams. Do you want all the teams?
No. No, okay. We don't want to go through all that.
I just want to look at the Russian team just really quickly.
Leo's on there. Uncle Leo made the team.
Oh, their goaltending's horrible. They're going to lose. They're going to lose.
Their forwards are pretty outstanding.
Let's see. They only named partial for because they don't have all the D-men here. But they got
They had to name 16
Yeah.
Players, however the teams decided they wanted.
That's right.
But, yeah, those Russian forwards are pretty awesome.
Yeah,
they don't have any defense or goalie.
Or goalie? Cage watching?
But, yeah, no, it'll be fun. That Young Guns team, like, they're going to be trying harder than any of the other teams, right? Because they have something to prove or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I named everybody there. So, yeah.
You know, and there's still 7 spots to be named.
That'd be fun if they won.
It would be.
I know they won't, but it'd be fun if they... It would still be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I would be going bananas if they won. I would be
That's
cheering.
That's the team I've cheered for.
If Canada doesn't do very well, I'm cheering for them, for sure.
Yeah. For them. Well, and it'll be fun to see, like, Eichel and McDavid play on the same team, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. You know, and there's those opportunities, right?
Right. So, it'll be good. But, yes.
Okay, hold on. Let's go to your Facebook and then post, and I'm going to read your garbage.
Okay, you read my team cat. I named...
These are the jerseys? Are you serious? You like these jerseys?
Yeah, I like them.
I do not like them. They look like some cult thing.
It's a little bit of, like, anarchy.
I do not like them.
Oh, really?
At all.
I have my team right here. Do you want me to read it?
Well, I want to look at... Hold on, I got to process this. I'm looking at it right now. McDavid's mad because he had to wear it. Like, I'd be mad wearing that thing. Because it looks horrendous. It's horrendous.
It's awesome.
It's horrendous.
It's awesome. I love black jerseys.
Oh, a black's fine, but this is horrendous. Like, there's no way I'd be buying one of these. Like, you guys just screwed up.
No, I like the logo.
They just screwed up.
Cool.
Nope, they're stupid and dumb.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
Okay, hold on.
You are not awesome.
I am smarter than you, which makes me awesome.
Okay, when I posted who I thought should be on the team, I did all...
I'm looking at
it. I did all 23. Like a full...
Why did you just... I saw something on TSN last night. I was watching Mavs hockey, waiting for the Oilers highlights that never showed up.
Right. They never showed up. That's weird. Because he probably missed it. It was probably the first thing they did.
What's his name? Button. Craig Button.
Yeah.
Gave his thing.
Yeah.
And he put Ryan Getzlaf. Or he didn't put Ryan.
Getzlaf's on the team.
He said Matt Duchene. And I totally.
I'm fine with Matt Duchene.
In place of Ryan Getzlaf.
No, that's ridiculous.
I love it.
Really?
I love it. Getzlaf. No. Getzlaf is like his brother. It's old and slow. And he didn't start over here. He's not scoring goals.
He's been awesome lately, though. In the last month, he's one
in
the
last
top
couple hours, he's been awesome. Yeah,
he had a really great lunch.
Sorry, no.
He had a nice practice this afternoon.
Sorry, no. You are horrifically wrong on this one.
No,
but it's pretty much the same as what I've seen. Like,
yeah. Like everyone, except I put a Ginla on there.
Everyone's got Taylor Hall on there,
and nobody else will put a Ginla in there. But
which
I
is
would.
Fine. I would not put a Ginla. I know you put a Ginla in there. That's crazy.
I love him.
It's crazy.
And I didn't put Duchene.
If we wanted a goon, that'd be a great pick. Because he's a star goon, right?
I put Logan Couture, but I could easily put Duchesne.
Duchesne. Our goaltending is surprisingly awesome if Carey Price ever plays again.
Hopefully not. But I'd be fine
with it. No, hopefully not. You wish injury on...
I don't have to wish injury on him. He's
if there's a Montreal injured. Canadian I love, it is Carey Price.
No, I like Carey Price.
Like, the Canadians have proved that they're a clown outfit without him.
Yes, that's true.
They are a clown outfit. That's true. So,
and I definitely don't have Subban on my World Cup team.
Which is too bad, because I think that's wrong to not have him in the discussion.
Right. Well, he's in the discussion, but...
The dude is a power play specialist.
Yeah. Like, that's it.
And even if you only play him there, that's where you'd play them.
But who would you take off of those eight guys that I put? Who do you take off?
I hate all of your picks, but yeah.
Like, they're all awesome.
Goodbye, Mark Giordano.
Wow. Giordano's good. My brother actually posted that TJ Brody should go.
I saw that. And your brother's wrong. I just put that on there so Luckman's mouse will murder me.
What about Dustin Bufflin?
Oh, Sidney Crosby. They're showing it now. So, where do we find that online?
I don't know. Probably
I got TSN here, but I don't know if that's going to give it to me right now.
It should.
Give it to me, baby. Uh-huh. Let's see if I can find it. Oh, Jesus, H, internet. Oh, I know, I'm enraged today. I'm a little sleepy.
Why are you so tired all the time?
Okay, here we go. I've had a bad back for the last couple weeks.
Had a bad back.
Okay, all right. They're announcing them as
we speak. No, well, we don't have time to sit here.
Well, whatever. I'm just you shut the heck up.
We'll do it. Maybe we'll do it in final words.
That's fine. I'm just going as we go here.
We'll go over the team Canada.
Oh no, here they are, right here. You want them?
Yep. Go. Fire them off.
Oh, Ryan Getzlaff's on there. That's making me puke already.
He's good.
There's a couple of different guys that
really?
Did, like that
like
happens.
Brad Marchand on
they got
there?
Jamie Benn on there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They got Jeff Carter on there.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh.
And then they got all the usual suspects like Tyler Seguin,
Stamkos,
Tavares, Taze, Crosby.
Yeah.
The
defenses.
We got Drew Doughty.
Yeah.
Drew, don't Doughty him. Duncan Keith,
yeah.
Mark Edwards. Oh, the Vlasic Pickles is there again. Vlasic Pickles is back. Pickles is back, everyone.
Does that mean Brent Burns is
I don't know. They can. You said they have to name 16, right?
Yeah.
Well, they named all their goalies. They're the ones that everyone's saying, Crawford, Holt, and Price.
Yeah.
Our goaltending is incredibly strong.
Yeah, they figured they'd do 9 forwards, 4 defensive.
Remember how many, like the last, like let's say,
well,
10.
What are their defensive?
Hold on, I want to get this up.
Jeez, okay.
The last 10 years in any world event, they're like, our goaltending is as good.
Yeah.
That's a great three.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. And you could still have Luongo or Fleury. Like,
and not have to worry about, should we put Brodeur on there?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Luongo is maybe this
Jabongo.
Year's, maybe this year's Brodeur.
Jabongo.
For nostalgic
My
reasons.
Nephew hates him when I call him Jabongo. Absolutely drives him out of the wall.
Well, he loves the Canucks. And he's a goalie. So.
And Jabongo. So, yeah, no.
So, we're the four defensemen?
Drew, don't Doughty him.
Yes.
Duncan Keith.
Yes.
Classic Pickles. Shea Weber.
Oh, man,
they
like
just
that.
Love Vlasic.
I think that's a Babcock thing where he needs to have his lefties and his righties, and all Canada's best defensemen are righties, and so he needs to throw a couple lefties in.
Yeah, Bergeron though I didn't say.
Yeah,
didn't say I like it.
I don't like that Jeff Carter pick though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
Not that it's really.
How many more players do they need? They need 21 for
7 altogether. So they'll need like 4 forwards, 3 defensemen then.
No more goalies.
No more goaltenders.
We got good goaltenders.
So, yeah. Anyways, it's fun to talk about that kind of thing. To decide. It should be a fun tournament. I'm Jared Leon.
Your dumb Ryan Getzlaff is in there.
They had to put him in there.
No, they didn't have to.
Is Corey Perry in
there? I can't. No. Not yet.
That's weird, though.
I can't wait to see Patrick Kane blow by Ryan Getzlaff and me go... No kidding.
Yeah, and then Patrick Kane will just get crushed by Shea Weber.
He'll be sleeping behind the net. He'll just be like, oh, I scored already. Jeez.
Oh, brother.
Horrific.
So, spring training started.
Yeah, we got to get moving on here.
We're
at almost the hour mark. We are a minute away. 59
minutes.
It's the
most wonderful time of the year when baseball starts to start.
Can I sing the song?
Yeah.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It was beautiful.
Not Christmas, though.
No. Spring
training. Baseball Christmas.
Spring training.
Baseball Christmas.
Love it.
Everyone's undefeated.
So exciting. But a couple things. We never did talk about the Jays, Bautista, contract, fight, whatever.
What do you want to talk about? You go ahead and talk about this.
Like, I haven't heard any talk of it really in the last week. But
I don't have any thoughts on it.
I don't think the Jays need to give in.
The only negative thing about it is that he came out first with it. I wish it would have been more like, well, they lowballed me.
Right.
Because now he looks like a villain now.
He does. Yeah, he definitely does. He looks as, like...
The reasoning is correct. He's been there for how long?
Yeah. Underpaid, really.
Underpaid. Hits 30-plus every year. I understand why they don't want to give him, let's say, 25 to 30 million.
I wouldn't want to give it to him either. I don't think the Jays should, and I don't think they will. But I'm fine with just letting him play out this year and walking
at
the end of the year.
Yeah, at 36. Like they always, the old adage.
Mm-hmm.
Let him go 1 year too early, then 1 year too late.
Yep, exactly.
And he's 35.
And if he's playing his big contract, he's going to have a huge year.
Yeah, he gets hurt every year.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
It's been okay the last couple of years.
I think the last 3 years in a row he's been hurt.
Well, and significant periods of time.
It's always a hamstring.
Right.
His
shoulder for
whatever. Like it's always something though. That's the thing. You want to give $30 million to a guy that
like he's 36?
Like Big Poppy never gets hurt. Yeah, like
he's a DH, he doesn't play the field.
No, but it doesn't matter. He's still gonna run a hit out. You know what I mean? Bautista can't run a hit out without getting hurt.
Yeah, he does a little bit.
Like, geez Louise.
But yeah.
I'm mad.
I wouldn't give him I'd give him and Edwin both 3 years, like $20 million or $25 million. If they don't want it, they can go.
I wouldn't give Edwin.
No, Edwin's I think a better hitter than Bautista.
Yeah, maybe.
But and it's not like they don't have other like they still have Donaldson. Like if Bautista walks, you're losing a big piece. But it's not like you don't have other stars you can that you still have on the team.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah, I'm fine with just play out this year and then give him a take it or leave it offer just like he did to them.
Right. Yeah.
So, another thing that just happened yesterday, Aroldis Chapman.
Yeah, I heard
got
that.
Got suspended 30 games for, what, some sort of
shooting his gun off.
Choking his girlfriend? Wife?
I thought it was for shooting a gun in an area where his, like...
Apparently he...
They were having a big fight, and he pulled out a gun and said... And
shot in the air.
And got excited.
Yeah. So, 30 games doesn't seem like enough. Because it's a fifth of the season, right?
This is what I can't remember who the guy was either. Oh, I think it was let me see. Buster Olmsley,
yeah.
From ESPN.
Yeah.
He said that because his defense was I didn't hurt her, I didn't touch her.
He said she was not harmed.
That's what he said. He didn't do anything to hurt her.
Yeah. But he's accepting the 30 game suspension.
But
so he
said
did something.
But they're like Buster's like well, they say anything you do to somebody that hurts their feelings or they feel in danger hurts them.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Just because it may not have been physical.
Just because you didn't punch her a la Ray Rice doesn't mean you didn't do damage there.
Well, and the fact that he's accepting the 30-game suspension without appealing
or
anything means he did something.
And they're already saying, like, if he just takes it, accepts it, serves them. He's going to be back in before April or May.
Yeah. But it looks really bad because he gets 30 games for basically admitting to some sort of domestic something.
Yeah.
Whereas a guy last year got caught smoking some weed and got 50 games.
Yeah, he got 50 games. No, I know.
The perception of it is really bad.
And they said that if you compare it to football, it's like he literally only got a couple games.
Yeah. three game suspension.
Yeah.
Or a 16-game suspension. Right, mm-hmm. The season record. But, so it doesn't look great.
And they can try out some young guy and see what they got with a guy.
The Yankees
are
fine. They have, the end of their bullpen is off.
Yeah.
Everybody throws 100 in that
bullpen. But they were saying, he'll serve his time, be back for the end of May.
Yeah, exactly.
And they'll murder everyone with their bullets.
It's probably better because he has less wear and tear on his arm. He's probably better later in the year than he would have been.
Yeah.
So the Yankees probably are happy he got to stay.
Looking forward to being in the baseball
team. That's $2 million to put his pocket.
What does he make?
Like 10 or 12 million a year.
That's awesome.
It's not even Bautista money.
It's not even Bautista's actual money.
So, yeah, spring training's going. I got my baseball trip planned for this year, going in September to Seattle.
That's the worst city in the world. It's the worst city in the world.
No, it's actually one of the best cities.
It's a horrible, dirty. It rains all the time.
Yeah. It doesn't.
It does rain all the time.
How many games do you think they have to close the roof for in Seattle per year?
80.
Out of 81 games, 80. Home games?
80.
I've been talking to you. It's 9. They close the roof for an average of 9 games.
90? They play that many? They do play a lot of games.
I am going to punch you in the face.
You're mad.
It's going to be a baseball
game. I like making fun of baseball people.
If you're wearing glasses, I'll still punch you in the face.
I'll make fun of baseball people till I die. My dad's a baseball guy. We'll make fun of him all the time.
Baseball is awesome. So fun. And baseball draft is coming up soon. Oh, we're happy.
What draft?
The fantasy.
Fantasy draft?
Yes.
I was I follow the fantasy, serious fantasy, and they always every couple of nights say every couple of whatever in a row or whatever they've been having their expert drafts and stuff.
Oh yes,
and they're talking about guys. And I'm like, I don't know who that guy is.
All day.
Oh, what a horrible pick here! And it's like
every day at work, I listen to at least an hour or two of like
fantasy baseball
podcasts. Yeah, got to get my brain in that mode. Gotta win. I've only won once out of our 5 seasons that we've had.
You're not very good at any fantasy sports, I find.
Shut up. Baseball's my best one.
But you're not good at that either.
I'm very bad at football.
I would like you to win. If there's one I want you to win, it's a baseball one.
Yeah.
How about we do that this year? You win.
Okay. Me and you, we'll work together.
No, I don't want to.
No, you know, just encourage me, give me like shoulder massages.
Can I tell you something?
You can do it, Jay.
My sister asked me at the beginning of the hockey season, can you fill this out for me? So me and my nephew looked at it.
Like a hockey draft?
It's one of those ones where you have like
four. Pick a player out of every box.
Yeah, you got 4 guys.
Yeah.
Pick this guy.
Yeah.
And my sister's murdered. Like, she's ahead by 100 points. Like, there's not at least. And apparently, she works at a high school in town. Part time.
Yeah.
But the principal gets mad at her every time he sees he posts the thing. Like, because we're so far ahead.
And he knows that she knows nothing.
Yeah, she knows nothing. She's a complete hockey idiot.
It's like March Madness pools.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, we're going to talk about that later because I'm doing it differently this year. The March Madness pool that I run.
Are we going to do it? Are you going to do that one?
Yeah, but we're going to do it online. But I'll do that in final words just so everybody.
Okay, well, we better hit final words.
Okay, well, do you want to talk any NFL moves? I don't know if
everybody's getting cut today. I saw Roddy White got cut.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say everyone's getting cut. But
the Eagles actually re-signed Bradford, which.
The Rams cut a bunch of guys. They cut James Laurinaitis.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They cut some money out.
That's a big name, dude.
Yeah, but everybody got franchised too. Like
Kirk Cousins, Von Miller.
Kirk, my long lost brother, Kirk. Von Miller. My guy, Alshon Jeffrey.
Oh, right.
$15 million wide receiver franchise is freaking $15 million. 14.6 or whatever. I'm just trying to think of some more. Sam Bradford got $18 million a year for 2 seasons for your dumb Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, they're going to be the best.
I don't mind Sam Bradford, but they don't have anybody else. Yeah, like unless Aguilar comes along, because they kept showing that last night. It was Nelson Aguilar's like 70-yard touchdown strike from Sam Bradford.
Right, against, his one catch.
Yeah, his one big touchdown catch. But whatever, they kept showing it yesterday. Just trying to think of some deals.
Yeah, those are the.
There haven't been very many deals. Eric Berry got franchised. I'm just trying to think. This is a season where guys, old guys get cut and young guys get the big deals.
Get money.
Yeah.
It's like every sport. Everybody's going younger.
Free agency starts next Wednesday.
Yeah, a week from today.
So, I'm excited.
Yes, should be good.
Not much to talk about in terms of that.
No, not till it actually starts.
Yeah, so yeah. All right, final words. Let's go.
You got any final words?
No, none.
Okay, here's my final words. March Madness school. We always do one at work.
Yeah.
But I've been running for a few years. And I always, like, actually print out brackets and have people fill them out. And then I have to figure it out. Who's winning? I have to do all that stuff. But I'm not doing that this year.
So we're doing it electronically.
We're doing it on Yahoo.
I love it.
Almost everybody has a Yahoo ID. So
except half the people. No, but anyway.
Almost everybody.
Yeah, okay.
So we're going to do it there. If you want to join it, we always do like a $5 in, like $5 buy-in per bracket. And then you have
$2.
No, it's still going to be $5.
Let's go for two, and still the same amount of money.
No. Okay. And then, yeah, per bracket. And then, like, we pay out the top three. So 50% to first, 30, and then 20.
Okay.
That makes sense? But the only thing that's different with doing it online is that those four play-in games will count for points. You know, they always have those four play-in games on, like, the Tuesday or something.
Yep.
Usually we just forget about.
Next week? Is that next week?
No, it's March, whatever, March 19th or 18th, whatever.
Didn't they used to start, like, the beginning of March?
Yeah. Maybe a weekend earlier.
Anyway.
But it always goes into April now.
Continue.
So those games will count. And now I used to do it where it was just every win was worth one. But Yahoo does it where the first round is worth 1 point. The second round is worth two. The third round is worth
four. Oh, so it won't
be
just wins. It'll be...
Yeah, it's points.
Yeah.
And the more win, like the later the round, the more points
you're getting in that round. So the more correct you are, the better it gets.
Yes. Way. Like if you pick the champion, that's worth 32 points.
Oh, wow.
Like that's just... the way that it goes. So it'll be a little bit different that way, but I don't have to figure it out, and you don't have to figure it out. You can just click on it on your phone or your
and look to see where it is.
Look to see where it is.
And you don't have to wait for you to put it up.
Yes.
Where is it?
Yeah, where's the bracket?
That's what I love when you do it.
Where's the bracket?
Where's the bracket? Where what's the standing?
Exactly. So I can put it up. Like people can start signing up already. You can't start filling out the bracket till the 12th, I think. That's the Sunday night.
Well, there hasn't been a selection show yet. Yeah.
So after that, you can start filling it out, but you can sign up already. So if you want to find it, go onto your Yahoo app or Yahoo, wherever you do your Yahooing. Yahoo!
No, I don't like this at all.
And search for the league number is 163.
Hold on, I'll do it right here. I'll do it live.
Ooh, live sign up. Yeah, that way I can know if it works.
Do I have it here? Oh, I do too. Look at this guy.
So find, like, join league.
Yahoo Sports Tourney Pick'em?
That's the one.
Get in the game.
That is the one.
Well, okay, how do I get in there? Invite friends to compete against
me. Should be a join a league or search for a league.
Create a bracket and join other pools. Oh, join a pool.
Yeah,
right there.
Join a pool.
And then what do I do?
And then go to search. Is there a search tab?
Yep.
And then put that number in. 1 6.
Whoa!
Oh, jeez.
1 6 4.
3.
Hold on, my fat fingers. 1 6 4.
No, no four.
1 6 3.
8 8. 8 8. Yeah.
It says password.
Yep, password is college hoops.
All small letters?
All smalls.
College.
All smallies, no tallies.
Hoops. Space?
No space.
It told me to go to hell. No, it didn't. It says pool joined, and there's two people in it, and stupid Jason left.
Yes, so when you sign up...
You're not dumb. You're
actually... Change your team name to your actual name, because it probably will say, like, your Yahoo ID plus nifty brackets or something. They'll give you some random name. But, so change it to your actual name so that I know who you are.
How do I do that?
Somewhere in their app you can do it. I did it online.
Oh, settings.
Yeah. And so, do that. Sign up. I will need the $5 by the time first game tips on the Thursday. And there we go. That's my final words. Everybody join the March Madness Pool. You can get money to me by emailing it or giving it to someone who sees me or however you want to do it. If you happen to listen to this podcast and you don't know me or Derek personally somehow, just
join anyway.
Find me on Facebook and message me somehow. Yeah. It's not hard.
And, send us... $6.
Yes, for a friendship fee.
A friendship fee of $1.
Friendship fee of $1.
So we can go get coffee.
Yeah, exactly. I need coffee right now. Bad.
No, go to bed. Okay, whatever. I'm in. Let's do
this.
Yes. That's it.
So there you go. That's how we're doing the March Madness Pool this year, because it'll be way easier.
We are coming up on the 1 hour and 14 minute mark.
Oh, boy.
So we're done.
Yeah, we're done.
We're done. You guys.
I don't have any other final words.
Listen to this. Enjoy it. Laugh at us. We're clowns.
Pour one out for our lost comrade.
Yeah,
Kurt Miller.
Different without Kurt being here, but whatever.
We'll see how it goes.
He has already told me he will guest host.
Yes, and we can have other people in the occasion.
And he'll be better than most guest hosts because he don't know what's happening. And he knows how to record it because Jay has no idea. He still hasn't learned yet.
I have a bit of an idea.
You don't know anything.
I don't know how to edit it and all that stuff.
Yeah,
but I think I can record it.
All right. That's it, folks. I'm done.
Okay. We'll talk to y'all later.
Jay's done, too. We're out. Bye.
Bye-bye.